Exclusive laptop from Hell. Documents show Hunter Biden using family leverage in prospective deal to sell Louisiana natural gas to Chinese firm. By Emma Jo Morris on November 23, 2021. The Biden family was set to benefit from a deal to transfer American natural gas to Chinese energy company SK through a prospective 2017 deal by Hunter and Jim Biden, according to newly uncovered documents. As the Biden administration now massively scales back United States energy production. Documents never previously reported on, from the infamous laptop from hell belonging to Hunter, show the Biden scion was working on a deal in 2017 to transfer liquid natural gas from Louisiana to SK, the same Chinese firm with which Hunter also discussed a business venture that would have 10% held by H for the big guy, but the deal never materialized. That wouldn't stop the Chinese players in the deal, however, from going on to push Hunter to help his father mount a bid for president years after. In an email from October 23, 2017, an intermediary by the name of Jia Qibao, between Hunter Biden and his Chinese business associates, sent an email thanking Hunter and Joe Biden's brother, Jim, for arranging a meeting with Greg Michaels, the president of a natural gas liquefaction facility in Louisiana called Monkey Island LNG, and detailing plans for what will be discussed. "We have a 10:30 meeting tomorrow at 3cc with Greg Michaels, the president of Monkey Island LNG terminal project in Louisiana. Thank you for Jim and Hunter for bringing the owner to talk to us directly," she writes in an email received by Hunter, Jim, and Gong Wendong, a Chinese investor involved in multiple deals linked to the Bidens. Leveraging the family name to secure high-profile meetings for foreign clients was not just a good deal for Hunter and Jim Biden. It has been previously reported by the New York Post that Hunter was responsible for family expenses, with Hunter once telling his daughter that he has to pay for everything for this entire family. The Post reported in July, "I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years," Hunter wrote in a 2019 text message to his daughter, Naomi, that was found on his abandoned laptop. "It's really hard. But don't worry, unlike Pop, Joe, I won't make you give me half your salary." In another email on October 29, 2017, Bao writes to discuss plans for the business venture, saying Hunter is the best person to help his friend, SK Chairman Yi Jianming, because he has access to decision makers required to approve the transfer of essential natural resources to foreign entities. "Through you and Uncle Jim's connection with Monkey Island / Magnolia / Project ABC as a starting point, talking point, we can check out a lot of all other interesting Louisiana / Texas / Gulf of Mexico U.S. projects," SK, Bao's email begins. "You are the best person to help your friend need to do that. Because you know a lot of folks in the area and you have the access to decision makers, helpful local folks with insight about the region," she continues. The junior Biden's friend, Yi Jianming, was connected to the Chinese People's Liberation Army before he was mysteriously detained in China in 2018, and SK is now defunct, according to various reports. A third, December 2017, email from Bao, subject line reading, "Updates from your good trooper," contains an attachment with extensive research on the energy industry in Louisiana. The industry overview, allegedly put together by Bao, compiles details on the U.S. liquid natural gas industry, from how local climate affects output, to how natural gas is distributed throughout the United States and from where, to pipeline networks and existing infrastructure, to local tax policy and incentives, costs of shipping, and supply chain details. At the bottom of the report, Bao notes, "Without passing FERC review, will not receive non-FTA approval. Without non-FTA approval, won't be able to sell LNG to China." FERC refers to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, and non-FTA refers to non-free trade agreement countries, of which China is one. According to a report on Biden family FARA compliance compiled by Senator Chuck Grassley in November 2020, the Bidens were used by Yi Jianming as mechanisms to build influence in securing U.S. business, but the SK natural gas deal fell through in 2018. As part of Hunter Biden's efforts to assist Xi, he reportedly began working on a deal for Yi that involved a $40 million investment in a natural gas project on Monkey Island in Louisiana that reportedly fell through in 2018, Grassley's report says. The report continues. In order for Yi to succeed with future business in the United States, he had to, as the New York Times stated, build influence. Based on the recently released records, that is exactly what Hunter Biden and James Biden were supposed to do for SVC. Accordingly, it appears that Hunter and James Biden, based on their family name and political influence, were agents of SVC, as both had planned roles with SVC's investment vehicles and engaged in efforts to seal financial deals for Yi and SVC, which would ultimately benefit the communist Chinese government. Hunter's communication with Jia Qibao did not end at the Monkey Island deal, as she wrote to him in March 2019, urging him to help Uncle Joe run for president. "You should not be distracted by random media articles. You need to help Uncle Joe run for president. Your father really should run for 2020 for this country," she wrote on March 14, 1 month before Biden announced his candidacy for president on April 25 of that year. The email also contains a list of reasons why Bao thinks Joe Biden would make a better leader than ignorant plus arrogant than President Trump. In a section titled Uncle Joe 2020, Bao, the intermediary between Hunter and his corrupt business partners and CCP assets in China, includes a litany of character traits and policy issues she believes Joe Biden is strong on, including wisdom, sensibility, leadership and opposition to a southern border wall. When domestic oil supplies began to decline, the Biden administration appealed to foreign oil suppliers such as OPEC to open their valves to keep up with demand. Just last week, on a call with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Biden asked China to release their oil reserves to stabilize rising oil prices. The White House did not respond to a request for comment by Breitbart News. Emma Jo Morris is the politics editor at Breitbart News. Email her at ijmorris@breitbart.com or follow her on Twitter.